11:23 here at 830 WCCO. Back to Matt Roush in just a minute, but first, this.
Breaking news from WCCO.
Adam Carter from the newsroom. What do you got?
We have a developing story, Steve, down at Paisley Park. That, of course, Prince's recording studio, where Carver County deputies are on the scene there in what is now called a death investigation at Paisley Park. Of course, just last week, Friday, Prince on his way back from Atlanta, his flight had to be land in Illinois, emergency landing, because he had to be hospitalized with what Prince's people were calling flu-like symptoms. Have no connection yet if that is the case, if that is the situation down in Carver County. But we do know that there's a death investigation at Paisley Park, Prince's recording studio. Carver County deputies on scene there. They confirmed to WCCO that they were there. They responded about 9:40 this morning on a report of a medical call, and they have been there ever since. But now a crime lab is on scene, a medical examiner arriving at the scene in what is a death investigation. Lindsay Gensel from our WCCO newsroom headed down there. We've got full staff on site today, so we'll bring you the latest as it develops, but obviously very concerning situation down at Paisley Park.
And just to reiterate, we do not know.
Nope.
Who this person is who died.
We do not know that. We don't even know if Prince was at Paisley Park.
There, right. Sure.
But there's a death investigation there, obviously, with what happened last week.
Oh, yeah,
considering,
no, absolutely.
Prince's health, obviously, that was concerning. So, obviously, we're putting all efforts into finding out what's going on down at Paisley Park, and we'll have the latest at 12:03, if not sooner.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Adam Carter in the newsroom. So, yeah, that is very odd development there out of Paisley Park. We hope for the best. All right, let's get back to Matt Roush. It is 11:29. Again, just to catch you up in case you're just tuning in, we do have that breaking news we're following out of Carver County. Police are confirming to WCCO now that there is a death investigation at Prince's Paisley Park Studios. It is not clear as far as who that person might be, so we cannot confirm anything more than that there is, as police call it, a death investigation at Paisley Park. We will have more for you as soon as we get new information. Here at 830 WCCO, it is 11:30. Let's get to this.
Breaking news from WCCO.
All right, we have some breaking news that we can tell you right now, and that is that Prince has apparently died. We're just getting this word. TMZ was the first to report it. And now we are getting a number of reports. Adam Carter is with us as well. Yeah. I know we've got our Lindsay Gensel in Chanhassen. But again, Adam, we got word just a little bit ago that this was a possibility, and perhaps it has happened now, right?
Completely, completely stunning news. We first reported that Carver County deputies reported to Paisley Park, that's Prince's recording studio, in Chanhassen about 9:42, about 2 hours ago on a medical call. They'd been there, and then we learned about a half hour ago that it was indeed a death investigation, and of course our hackles were raised because of what happened to Prince last week, flying back from Atlanta. Fell ill aboard the flight coming back from Atlanta. That flight had to make an emergency landing in Moline, Illinois. Prince apparently hospitalized. They said at the time it was flu-like symptoms. Obviously, lots of people concerned about his health, and then this happening today. And sources coming in now telling us that indeed Prince has died at the age of 57, way, way too young, and really an icon of not only the music scene in Minnesota, but around the world. Somebody who many, many people credit for their love of music, their involvement, their entering this genre of music. Prince Rogers Nelson grew up in Minneapolis, a local kid, started playing music at a very early age, wrote his first song at 7 years of age. 57 years old, Prince Rogers Nelson Prince, dead at the age of 57.
And as Adam mentioned, it was back just a few days ago, less than a week ago, that we got the word that his private plane, he had been at a concert, and they put his plane down in Moline, Illinois, where he apparently was suffering from flu-like symptoms. And it was, as so many things are when you talk about Prince, kind of kept close to the vest. But our understanding at that point was that he was okay, he recovered, and he had come back to Minnesota. But that is the last we had heard. There were some tweets coming from his Twitter account and so on. But again, and I will say this, that when we heard the news that there was a death investigation at Paisley Park, I think we all thought, the first thought was, yeah, oh my gosh, I hope this isn't something that is carried over from his hospital stay. But again, as I mentioned just 20 minutes ago, this is a large sprawling complex and people are in and out of that facility all the time.
So, huge.
You know, that's something that I guess we were hoping against hope that maybe it was, not that you want anybody to pass away, but maybe that it was someone else and not Prince.
Well, you get the lump in your throat,
yeah,
when you hear the news. And then you know, TMZ was the first to report it. I'll credit TMZ, and a lot of people scoff at that, but TMZ is right on usually when they have these reports, this breaking news. And just the reaction, looking at Twitter, hearing from reporters, Lindsay Gensel's our reporter down on scene there. She says that people are already gathered at Paisley Park, people crying, emotional. So this is obviously news that that has hit many people very hard today, very emotional. So it's going to be a long day. And obviously we don't know the cause of death yet. We don't know if he'd been sick for some time, whether this flu that he reported last week Friday was just symptoms of something bigger. We just don't know that. Obviously 57 is way too young to pass away.
More coming up here on WCCO.
Breaking news from WCCO.
54 degrees at 12:03. Good afternoon, Adam Carter in the WCCO newsroom. Breaking news. An icon of music, not only in Minnesota, but around the world. Prince has died at the age of 57. Authorities called to Paisley Park in Chanhassen this morning on a medical call. And reports coming in now confirming that Prince has died. Let's go live now to Chanhassen outside of Paisley Park. WCCO's Lindsay Gensel is there. Lindsay, what can you tell us?
Well, Adam, you kind of went through the basics of what we know at this time. I arrived here about 15 minutes ago. For those that don't know, Paisley Park, Prince's complex, Prince's studio, is located in Chanhassen at the intersection of Audubon Road and Highway 5. Right now, there's members of media gathering, reporters, journalists, photographers, a few fans trickling in. I'd say there are about 20 people gathered across the street from Paisley Park. It's a very surreal experience as you watch reporters, journalists break down over losing an icon, crying, comforting one another. It's a very sad scene. We all drove out here hoping for a different answer, of course, arriving to the news that Prince has in fact died. Still waiting for any confirmation from the Carver County Sheriff or the Hennepin County Sheriff. I have seen a few emergency vehicles leave the premises, but it's very quiet out here right now. Lindsay Gensel reporting from Paisley Park in Chanhassen.
Lindsay, thank you very much. Again, to recap, Carver County authorities called to the scene at Paisley Park at around 9:45 this morning, just about, I guess, 2.5 hours ago on a medical call. They'd been there for a couple of hours when we got word that it was indeed a death investigation at Paisley Park. And, of course, our hackles were raised because of what happened last week. Prince finishing a show in Atlanta, flying back to the Twin Cities. His jet had to make an emergency landing in Moline, Illinois, because Prince became sick. He was hospitalized in Moline with what was described at the time as flu symptoms. So obviously we knew that Prince had been in bad health, at least temporarily. And then news coming today that authorities were at Paisley Park, and then with the word of a death investigation, and now reports coming in that indeed Prince has died. 57, Prince Rogers Nelson was born in Minneapolis, June 7th, 1958. Wrote his first song at the age of 7. His first album was released in 1978. That's For You. In 1979, his album Prince went platinum due to the success of the single I Want to Be Your Lover. His next three records, Dirty Mind, Controversy, and 1999, showcasing Prince's trademark of lyrics and incorporation elements of funk, dance, rock music. In 1984, he started referring to his band as The Revolution and recorded, of course, the iconic Purple Rain, which, of course, also became a film debut at the same time. Prince sold more than 100 million records worldwide, an icon in music, obviously well-known here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, for developing a music scene, and well around the world. We'll have much, much more on the death of Prince at the age of 57. It's 12:06. This is WCCO.
Whew, wow. Again, the news of Prince, which now you start to connect dots here. You remember on, I think it was the 15th, he had an emergency landing in Moline, Illinois, coming back from that concert in Atlanta where he had flu-like symptoms. They checked him out, and he assured everybody that he was okay, and now we have the news today. TMZ was all over this story early on, and at first, they were just saying that a body had been discovered, and as we started to kind of gather things together here at WCCO, it was one of those things in the back of your mind where you're going, I sure hope this isn't the case. If you followed Twitter this afternoon, just blowing up from mid-morning this morning. I don't know about you, AC, but as I was following Twitter this morning and the different reporters that were starting to camp outside and at Paisley Park, there seemed to be a growing fear of consensus that this might be Prince.
Well, as I've said, we had last Friday, as you mentioned, that Prince coming back from Atlanta and his plane has to land because of flu-like symptoms. And even then, the reports coming out of Illinois, some were saying, well, it was flu-like, but another person was quoted who was with him saying, this is not a good situation. So it wasn't exactly like it was just something...
Right. Well,
we didn't need to be concerned about it, obviously, if they're landing the plane. And then today when we hear, you know, okay, we've got emergency crews at Paisley Park. And again, Paisley Park, if you've never been down there, this is a massive, massive facility down there, which is more than just one studio. This is a very large.
It's a complex. Right. There are several studio rooms in there for recording. I mean, Prince did a lot of analog recording still, you know, up to this day was, you know, probably working exclusively analog. He's got a vault in there that's just filled with recordings, stuff that's never been released. I remember attending a party there back in the 90s, right around that second movie, Under the Cherry Moon. And he had a wardrobe facility in there, a complete, what do you want to call it? A person that sews together clothes, a seamstress kind of set up and shop in there, kind of like what you might see over backstage at the Guthrie.
Yeah, there's a full performance area in there. And, of course, Prince, even though in the last few years, would be known for kind of these late-night performances. Just of note.
Well, he just had one here.
Yeah. When the Lynx won the WNBA title.
Oh, yeah.
Prince was at the game, and he invited Lynx players to Paisley Park later that night. And they showed up for this concert that went all night long. And it's kind of the stuff of legend. And, of course, just not long ago at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, which is really not far from Paisley Park, there was a performance down there, a tribute, just a couple of weeks ago. And Prince just suddenly showed up and played along in this tribute. And so it was just, he was kind of certainly a man of mystery, not only back in the 80s and 90s when he was at the height of his popularity, but even more recently now. And just to think about his impact on the music industry and the significance of his music and the influences.
Well, and the battles that he fought. I mean, you remember the back and forth with the record labels and, you know, the writing of Slave on his cheek and, you know, becoming the symbol and the fights over ownership of music and just exactly, you know, what an artist was versus what is expected, you know, to crank out a product, if you will.
Well, speaking for myself, growing up here in the Twin Cities, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and there was nobody bigger than Prince. It was either Prince, Michael Jackson, or Madonna. Those three were the absolute kings of pop in the 1980s into the 1990s. And we called him our own because obviously Prince was from North Minneapolis.
Well, remember
when he North Minneapolis?
I think first appeared nationally. I think it was on Midnight Special, and the outfit that he had on. And oh man, I get a smile right now just thinking of that. That was awesome. My wife and I, our first date movie was Purple Rain. You know, and we still hold that near and dear to our hearts. That movie, we pulled that out, I think it was here in the last year or so, watched it again and went, wow, the acting's not as good as we thought it was back then, but it was still one of those things that just fills you with a sense of joy and pride and what a great time. That album was just stratospheric with the number of hits that came off of that thing. You couldn't turn on a radio station without a Prince song coming out of it within 15 minutes back in the 80s. You know, now the question becomes, what happened here?
Right, and we have no indication. Obviously, he had been in ill health. He was in ill health last Friday, which led to the hospitalization. But as terms of cause of death, we have no idea yet if this was something, a long-term illness that he was fighting. But 57, way too young, especially for somebody of Prince's stature. And that'll be the questions that'll have to be answered in the coming days. But just a state of shock right now. And I'm looking at a Twitter feed here that is just not only from music people, news people, other celebrities, everybody from the sports world. Just a state of shock at the news today. Again, Prince, dead at the age of 57.
And we'll continue to follow this, obviously, very closely here on WCCO on the Chad Hartman Show. It's Moose Miller sitting in for Chad. Sad to report that Prince has passed away at the age of 57. Story was building out of Paisley Park earlier this morning, mid-morning, and we did get confirmation just before noon today that Prince has died at the age of 57. Body discovered at the Paisley Park compound early this morning. It's Moose Miller sitting in for Chad Hartman here on WCCO. Dan Cook is with us. Kelly Jordan right there. Adam Carter in the WCCO newsroom amongst a number of people that are running around here following up on this story that is now going to be a big part of the rest of our day and probably the rest of our week. Lindsay Gensel has been out at Paisley Park following this story. Take us through how this kind of started out today, Lindsay.
Yeah, thanks, Moose. So it was actually a very quiet morning in the newsroom. We were all just in the midst of our daily routine when an email came through confirming that the Carver County Sheriff was on the scene of an emergency call at Paisley Park. And from there, it unfolded incredibly quickly. That was at about 10:45. At 11:15 was when the tweets started coming in on social media that the rumor was that Prince had passed away. I got into our WCCO vehicle and drove over to Chanhassen like every other media member in the Twin Cities who are here right now. All of us really hoping on that half an hour drive from downtown Minneapolis that it wasn't Prince. Unfortunately, when I arrived was when the confirmation did come through. Right now, there are a lot of media members here. Obviously, the noon news are going on TV stations across the Twin Cities, so a lot of people doing live hits. There are a lot of fans, much more than when I checked in right at noon with you guys. I'd say there are about 30 fans here. We're right across the street from Paisley Park, and if you have never been out here, it's at the intersection of Highway 5 and Audubon Road in Chanhassen, and you can't miss it. I mean, I remember as a kid driving past and my parents pointing out that this was, in fact, Prince's studio and complex, and we're right across the street. There's a little hill and people are starting to gather, sharing stories. When I arrived, I was a little caught off guard by how emotional everyone was getting, and that's when I heard the news that Prince had in fact passed away. And you're watching your colleagues, your reporter friends, you know, journalists from across the Twin Cities breaking down at losing a legend, an icon. We all have stories that involve Prince growing up here in Minnesota.
Well, that facility, I was remarking earlier, I'd been out there right after it kind of first opened in the 90s, and it's got recording studios in it, a lot of, you know, reel-to-reel tape, analog type of setup that, you know, Prince, I don't think, ever really pushed himself away from. Actually enjoyed that sound and the warmth that it captured. And I'm kind of curious, how close were you able to actually get to Paisley Park itself? Were they just gathered outside of it, or were people actually kind of in the lobby area?
Oh, no. The gates have been closed since I arrived, I assume since the police arrived. I would, to be honest, I would assume the gates are probably closed at all points during the day and require access to get in there. I've seen a few vehicles leave since I arrived at about 11:45. I do want to kind of backtrack to what you and Adam were talking about and the emergency landing that happened last week. On Saturday, Prince posted on his Twitter account that because of the great weather Minnesota was having and because of his good health, he was throwing a dance party at Paisley Park Saturday night. It was $10 to get in. He's got a no phone policy. And if you go back and look at Prince's Twitter account, he did have some interactions with people following that Saturday night dance party, talking about how great Minnesota is, how much he loves the fans here, how much he loves opening his doors to the fans. So I think for people to get the news, you know, less than a week after that interaction via social media, or for anyone who came out here Saturday night, I think is really surreal.
Well, if you're not watching some of the coverage that's unfolding on television screens, again, set that scene for us, because there are people that are now starting to gather kind of on that little grassy berm across from Paisley Park there, and a number of reporters and satellite trucks that are starting to show up there. But, you know, you've got rain coming down, but that's not stopping people from just kind of sitting in the grass, just gazing over at Paisley Park.
Yeah, the number of fans has doubled, if not tripled, since I arrived here at about 11:45. People coming up, visibly upset, comforting one another. And it's not even just fans. I mean, there are fans within the media who are trying to get their work done and are reeling with the loss of Prince, with the loss of a Minnesota legend, a music icon. And if you look at social media, Adam mentioned it earlier, there are reports coming in from across the globe from people grieving. And it's not just everyday people like you and me, Moose. It's celebrities, yeah. It's artists, it's musicians, it's guitarists, it's people that have worked with Prince. And I think what's going to be really interesting as this unfolds and the day goes on is the people that come out of the woodwork to talk about what a legend he actually was.
Sure. Lindsay Gensel is with us here on WCCO Radio. She's actually live from Paisley Park as we speak. And if you're just joining us, the news: Prince dead at the age of 57, his body discovered at Paisley Park. And I know that there have been a number of law enforcement vehicles that have been kind of coming through the gates there at Paisley Park. As I understand it, the body is still at Paisley Park, correct?
I believe so. We have very little answers as of right now. Like I said, once I arrived on the scene was when the confirmation came through that Prince was, in fact, the adult male that the Carver County Sheriff found in the residence in Paisley Park. I've seen about three vehicles leave the site, one leaving right now. It's a Carver County Sheriff's vehicle. It's got another one following behind it, but I've not seen any vehicles leave that look like they could be a medical examiner's vehicle.
Yeah. Have we seen any medical examiner vehicle pulling in?
I have not, but for people who aren't familiar with Paisley Park, there is a gate outside of it, a chain link black gate, and so I can see through that. Beyond that, there is a parking facility.
Sure.
That is an uncovered parking facility, but is covered by about a 10-foot fence that you can't see around, and that's where the medical vehicles, where the police are parking, okay, besides the one that is manning the gates.
All right, Lindsay, we'll let you go around and ask some more questions of folks that are out there. Again, Prince dead at the age of 57, breaking news out of Paisley Park right here on WCCO, and we're going to head now to CBS and take an update from them out of New York.
CBS News special report: Prince is dead. That's according to his publicist, who tells CBS News. The pop star legend was found unresponsive at his home near Minneapolis, Minnesota. The reaction to the reported death of Prince has been electric right across the entertainment world. Anthony DeCurtis at Rolling Stone magazine.
Prince brought a kind of very compelling level of sexuality to his music, which started out as almost kind of very traditional R&B, but then combined rock and roll in a really groundbreaking way.
Joe Levy at Rolling Stone.
Prince was an artist whose creativity was endless and ongoing.
Prince, born Prince Rogers Nelson, was just 5'2", but in the world of music, he was acclaimed a giant. He was 57. CBS News Special Report. I'm Harley Collins.